When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you love dumpster diving, boy, do we have an episode for you. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Bruschi, and FSWA Hall of Famer, Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today, we are talking the Washington Wizards. And frankly, this might be a really short episode since half the roster is a great candidate for the Who He Play For segment on Inside the NBA. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your summer sports this season. I know, great transition there. MLB to golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. Get all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. And also get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport there is. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. But if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, please make sure that you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to and hit the thumbs up button and all that good stuff. Definitely send us your feedback on the show. Any topics you'd like to see covered, you can do that. For myself, at Aaron Bruschi, A-R-O-N-B-R-U-S-K-I, or our fantasy Twitter account, at Ethos Fantasy NBA, or at Dr. A, D-O-C-K-T-O-R-A, for my co-host here. And it's as good a time as any to bring in the godfather of fantasy hoops. Steve, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of the season that was for the Washington Wizards?
Well, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the intro. If you love dumpster diving, like who loves dumpster diving?
I think Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philly.
Does he love it?
Dumpster diving. I think he does love it. He always says he hates it, but deep down inside, he loves to put on those little rubber trousers and just jump on in.
Okay. Well, I doubt there's a
I do.
Lot.
I actually, when looking at the Washington Wizards, I felt that way.
I mean, they've got a dumpster diving feel to them with their 15 wins and 67 losses. You know who my favorite Washington Wizard is? It's Denny Avdija. I don't know
why. You got to jump to the good stuff. Like, if we talk about Denny in the first minute, what are we going to do for the other 22 minutes?
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, I mean, he's not that good. I mean, his fantasy ranking is bad. I also enjoyed some Rashawn Holmes this year. He carried my 30 deep team for about three weeks.
By the way,
he had 3 weeks where he went off, and then he was gone just as quickly as he came out of nowhere. He was then gone. Where do you even begin?
I mean, you could begin with the players that rank the highest.
Well, I mean, I think the Washington Wizards story begins and ends with Jordan Poole. Like, they're big.
It really does, doesn't it?
Their big high power offseason move was to get Jordan Poole. A lot of us thought he was going to shoot at will every time he touched the ball, and he was going to make a bunch of them. And he was, I mean, there were a lot of us that thought he might lead the league in scoring, and oh, how wrong we were. Hopefully you didn't get caught up in that.
I didn't.
I
got caught up in it in 8 cat leagues the year before, and it worked. Like, cause you're like, this guy plays all the games. They need him to score, you know, and back then it was like with veterans and, oh, yeah, by the way, one of them just punched his lights out to the point where, like, I honestly think that punch might have ruined his NBA career. Like, not even kidding. And it's not like there's not any precedent for that. I mean, it feels like Bobby Portis ruined Nikola Mirotic's fantasy career or NBA career with one punch. Not so true with that. But, you know, like the pool punch that year really, like, even with that, he made it in 8 cat roto leagues. But yeah, no, I didn't get caught up in this year. And I almost wonder if somebody punched him again this year, because he didn't take that many shots.
Well, nobody punched him the first year. Didn't he punch Draymond?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
No, Draymond punched him.
Draymond knocked him out, didn't he?
Draymond. And
I mean, if he's to your point, dude, if I was his teammate, like, you have to think, had there been anyone with street cred and longevity with that Wizards team, they would have knocked him out. But I mean, that team was so weird. Maybe Rashawn Holmes punched him. But
no, I think it was Corey Kispert. I'm just reading names now. No,
Corey Kispert.
Kispert seems like a nice guy. I don't know, but
Kispert was also a 15 late season fantasy godsend.
Yeah, kind of burying the lead a little bit there.
Well, silly season.
But 15 shot the game. I mean, what was the projection for Jordan Poole off the top of my head? Like, he had to have been flirting with 18, 19 shots a game, you know, and he only got 15 and he only got 30 minutes a game. And yeah, he played 78 games. So he did that part right. 41% from the field, you know, typically bad defensive numbers. What else about Jordan Poole? At least he hit his free throws, but only 2.8 trips to the line. It was like every,
you know, it's crazy. He went from Golden State to Washington and he averaged more points with Golden State in the previous two seasons than he did as a lone, I'll call him gunman, in Washington for one season. Like,
something happened.
It just doesn't make sense.
I think the punch did something. And then, like, when it came time to be the man, like, his teammates are like, no, you're not the man because you just threw the ball to the other team on the inbound pass. And you just literally saw the wrong jersey and you were like, hey, you have the ball. I mean, how frustrating is it for a teammate to have a guy that's not playing any defense, taking all these crazy shots, and then he's not in the game mentally? And he's Jordan has that big deal. You know, he's got all those expectations and probably not the ability to get all those shots off. You know, there's nobody else on that roster minus like Kyle Kuzma. And then you mentioned Avdija, that can really draw attention. And so if you're Poole and you got to be the guy doing all of that, maybe you just can't. There was just a lot that went wrong for Jordan Poole. And we could go on and on about Jordan Poole, but unless you have anything you want to add there, Steve, let's talk Denny Avdija. Finished at 131 on a per game value, 30 minutes per game in 9 cat leagues. So that's not great, right? But it felt like he was productive most nights. And maybe one of their best, if not possibly, I don't want to say their best player, but maybe even on a lot of nights, their best player.
I would.
Is there something here? Yeah, is there something here for fantasy GMs going forward? Can he build off of this and be something of a mid, say, top 75 asset?
If you look at him, like in April, well, April's a bad. Like in March, in March, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 double doubles in March. 3 steals in one game, 2 steals in another game. He doesn't block shots, but he hits 3 pointers every game. Shoots it well pretty much every game. His free throw shooting is not great. But man, he averaged 17 points, 9.5 boards, 4 assists, almost a steal. Just 2.4 turnovers and 1.2 3-pointers a game. Like, that was March. Like, that's pretty good. And I think he's got off to a really slow start to start the season. So I know he was a lot better in the second half than he was the first half. And he was not getting any double-digit rebounds in November or December. Like, they just weren't happening until they sort of started right around Christmas. But I don't know. I just felt like for a guy I picked up off the waiver wire, he was contributing to what my team was doing every day. And I think it depends on where you get a guy as to how much you expect out of them fantasy-wise. I mean, I picked up Denny Avdija off the waiver wire. Am I mad at him for being like a 12th round fantasy player? No, that's great. That's that helps me.
Oh yeah. And I like you, I do think he played better than those numbers would suggest. And the fact that he played 75 games, I think that's huge. You know, that in terms of an overall ranking, not per game, that bumps him up to 115. So in 9 cats, remember, he's handling quite a bit. He's getting 4 assists per game. So that means the turnovers are there, 2.1, and it's for a bad team. So these 9 cat numbers are actually worse than the 8 cat numbers. So this is plenty productive. You know, a top 115 player, if you're in a 12-team league, that's a 10th round pick. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he was going late, kind of at 10th round and very competitive. I think that the competitive leagues knew what they had in Denny Avdija. And I think they largely felt pretty good about what they got, even if they had to pay a 10th. But like, you got him on the waiver wire. Lots of people got him on the waiver wire. Lots of people got him in the 12th and the 13th round. And in that respect, it was all gravy, especially in the second half of the season as he was just rocking and rolling. Another player that was kind of, I would say, a known commodity. People actually probably reached for him a little bit. Tyus Jones, he finished as a top 80 value in 9 cat formats with just 1 turnover per game. That's outstanding. So probably about top 108 cat formats without having to look it up real quick. Played just 66 games, and down the stretch, that was bad, right? But the numbers were there. We actually got to finally see that season everybody wanted to see out of Tyus Jones, where kind of got the ball and was allowed to do his thing. And it wasn't very poppy. I mean, just 12 points, 2.7 boards, 1.6 threes. These are not numbers that are jumping off the page. 7.3 assists. That's big. And then great percentages, 48.9 and 80% from the field and the foul line, respectively. I guess that was just a, I don't know if that's a win or if that, because the price was pretty high, but he just did what he was supposed to do. So shout out Tyus Jones. I don't know if you have anything to add there for Tyus Jones, but I was skeptical that he was going to have that year. I thought Washington might just be so much of a dumpster fire that he didn't get there.
And I feel like he started off.
I thought he might be really traded too.
Thought he started off really slow to the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, in his post All-Star break, he only played 12 games because he got hurt, but he averaged 9.1 points and 9.8 assists. Like, he was hitting double, he was double doubling like all the time towards the end. And he got off to a slow start, but he ended up being worth it in the end. Like, I thought he really came through with pretty decent numbers despite the low scoring.
Where were you at with Kyle Kuzma? Kuzma played 70 games, finished with a top 120 ranking on total games played and cumulative totals. And the turnovers were big. So 2.7 turnovers. So that, you know, that really drove his value down in nine cat leagues. But how did you feel about Kyle Kuzma overall last year?
You know, I stayed away from him. I didn't have him on any teams. I had him on a lot of teams the year before that. And I really enjoyed having him on those teams. Like, he was good. He was putting up solid numbers. And I just thought that with Jordan Poole coming over and not as much, you know, firepower on that team, that it was not going to be a real good season for Kuzma. Plus, I was scared of him being shut down for one of the league's worst teams, you know. But he did what he always does. 22 points, 4 rebounds. The lack of steals and blocks is a big downer with him. Free throw percentage could be better, but it's not terrible. Field goal percentage is solid. Like, I don't know. I mean, he is what he is. And there are nights that Kyle Kuzma can win you a head-to-head matchup all by himself. He goes off. But there are also nights, or long-term, when his fantasy numbers all add up, that he can cost you in the end. So, I just didn't mess with him. I didn't have him anywhere last year.
Yeah, I mean, and it kind of showed you why, because, like, I thought he had a really good season in the midst of kind of whatever you want to call Washington. Like, he was tough on most nights. I thought he played hard on most nights. That's saying something given the environment and what's going on there. I thought that his value around the league increased. I think while maybe his future isn't guaranteed to be in Washington, you know, that teams wanted him, you know, versus in the past, I think only really the bad teams, you know, were getting linked to Kyle Kuzma. And so, like, he changed the equation in there somehow with how he's valued. It's the lack of defensive stats, for one. That's always going to be a killer in standard leagues, and it's always going to be where overvalued players start to come from, is these lack of defensive stats. And then I think the question for him is, how does this all look if he plays with better teammates? But as it stands right now, you know, as long as there isn't some major acquisition and he's going to be sharing the ball with some usage hog, I mean, he kind of elbowed out usage hog Jordan Poole real easily. He's going to have another similar season. He might even improve a little bit over this last one. And then 70 games played is actually quite good considering the dumpster fire that was the Washington Wizards. So, shout out Kyle Kuzma, I think. I don't know if the fantasy value is there, but you did good in my eyes, sir. And we got two more names I want to cover here at minimum, because they're really interesting. Corey Kispert, 80 games, just outside of the top 150 on a cumulative value basis, and it took him 26 minutes to get there. So that's not great, right? But I swear, toward the end of the season, you know, all the same things I just said about Kyle Kuzma are also true of Corey Kispert. I mean, practically no defensive stats, but 48%, almost 49% from the field, shooting a ton of threes. That's a recipe for some fantasy value. And yeah, there's major issues all over the place elsewhere. I mean, by the way, this rank is floated by this nine cat ranks floated by just 1.2 turnovers per game. So he's not a playmaker, but I just kept watching Wizards games and saying, you know what? That guy needs more minutes. That guy's doing good things on the floor. You know, his defense is better than it would seem. Where are you at with Corey Kispert? Do you think he's going to be worth a late round pull, or is he just not there?
I don't know that you need to draft him. He really didn't do anything this season until the very end. In fact, his post All-Star break, 27 games, minutes were up from 22 to 32. The points were up from 16 from 12. And he was actually stealing the ball a little bit. He doesn't block shots at all, but all the numbers were up at the end of the year. And the three-pointers were up from 2 to 2.9 for his final 27 games. And if you look at it, really, he had a couple weeks in March and April where he just sort of started going off when a lot of his teammates had been shut down. And I think that's really when you want to pounce on Corey Kispert, is when things are not going well for some of his teammates.
I love the recommendation.
I will not be drafting him. I will pick him up late.
When the chips are down for everybody else, Corey Kispert is your man.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you're in a deeper format, or, you know, if you're just kind of, you know, a degenerate like us and you're looking down roster, I love that stuff. I can't get enough of looking within the like top 100 to 250 and figuring out who the next stud is. It's, to me, that's where, and I think it's valuable. You know, we've had this conversation, I think, a million times. It's like, I think NBA teams should have a fantasy expert on their squad, because they're out there chasing the silliest names that you could hear. And then there's this guy like Isaiah Hartenstein. It's just, we're all just clamoring at the top of the mountaintop saying, get this guy. And he's getting, you know, the veteran minimum or something crazy like that. So yeah, that's my little rant on that one name. And then if there's time, we might mention a couple other guys, but probably not. Bilal Kalulabi, if I said it right, sue me if I didn't. Man, he started off pretty good. And the numbers are terrible. Season-long numbers are terrible. 63 games, that's not helping. And let me flip to per game here and get this going. But the in the beginning of the season, he was cooking a little bit. Were you riding that train, or were you just kind of watching like a lot of people?
Well, he had a good preseason, and he was stealing the ball a ton in the preseason, and everybody got excited, including me. Like, oh man, Bilal Kulabala, I'm picking him up, and I'm gonna win steals every week. And it just didn't really pan out that way. He got hurt before the season was over. Playing time was a huge issue. Consistency was a huge issue. And we just couldn't get anything going with Kulabala to the point where we just kind of gave up on him by the end of the year. Like, this isn't going anywhere. 63 games played, 15 starts, 8 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, less than a block and a steal, exactly 1 3-pointer a night. Where this kid is 2 years from now, I am very excited to see and find out, because I love the potential. I love the upside of Kulabala. And would I take a late round flyer on him at this upcoming drafts that we're having this fall? I would. I think there's enough potential there. There's enough question marks in Washington that I still think Kulabala could have a good year this year. But last year, it was much ado about nothing, and it made me sad.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love that style of player where the threes, the steals, and the blocks, I call them cash counting stats because they're just so valuable. You count your cash at the end of the year. He had it all on a bad team, and it looked like they had every reason to play him. And then invariably, as it is with young players, and even if they're load managing so to some degree, whether it's the physical or even the mental side, just not letting him get it. And then him not on his end being able to handle it long-term throughout his rookie season, you know, it happens. And so we caught a little glimpse, and absolutely he's going to be worth a late round pick. I think there's going to be probably some considerable hype around him, because if he's, you know, if he's, as long as he doesn't fall off, he's going to go to summer league and have two great games and then get shut down. He'll go into the preseason, probably have some great games. And by the time draft season rolls around, people will be pretty high, depending on, you know, what happens with Washington personnel, of course, over the offseason. But I think the hype will be there, and I think the upside will be there to make that at least a last round draft pick, if not a little bit better than that. The bottom of this roster has a bunch of names. Some are very interesting, you know, like Tristan Vukovic, you know, kind of came in at the end of the year, had 10 games and what was it? 2.2 money counting stats per game. Same with Justin Champagne. If I got that right, is it Champagne or Champagne?
Champagne.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Champagne. And his brother plays for the Spurs.
His brother was outstanding last year. And you could see it in summer league. I hate when I watch summer league and I see somebody who's just outstanding, and I'm like questioning myself, like, is this just summer league? His brother was out there just really physically just imposing his will upon other players. So he's good. You know, Jared Butler got some minutes last year. You know, just a lot of young, interesting players that we're going to see, you know, if they're even on the team in certain cases. And, you know, if they are on a team this bad, maybe we'll see them produce some fantasy stats. So that's going to be it for our Washington Wizards.
Hey, Aaron.
Yo.
When you see Marvin Bagley's name, do you have like PTSD?
You know, I don't, because honestly, like, for a lot of people think I'm a Kings fan, and I'm not. I got sucked into the Kings universe for way too long, and I get PTSD from that. But the Marvin Bagley stuff is hilarious, because the Kings were so, just like they are with everything, even to this day, they're so over the top in their self-praise of their own stuff. There was like a radio host that, no joke, literally did a music video that's like, don't need Luka, because Marvin Bagley had like a couple double doubles in like the preseason or the, you know, the early season back in the day. And Bagley, oh boy, it's funny because I didn't even mention him in the Washington Wizards review, and he was relevant, and that's a mistake. He was relevant. Like, he 50 games, and at the end of the season, he was getting double doubles ish, you know, and he was relevant. He might have been one of the more relevant kind of post trade deadline figures until he invariably.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Got hurt again, and you know, whatever happens with Bagley is whatever happens with Bagley. But that dude is, I hope the best for him. I think he's been humbled with everything, but he came walking in talking the massive game. He wanted a rap career. Like, you know, he was going toe to toe with Dame with rap lyrics. And at the same time, his basketball game just had zero kind of intelligence to it. Like, he just took all the bad shots. Everything had to kind of fit the way he did things, and he just hadn't earned that yet. I don't think he was super arrogant or anything, but certainly his camp was. And then, you know, Kings fans came to the realization pretty quick that he wasn't going to be the dude. And then it got really sad from there. Luka, I mean, Trae Young, who we talked about in last episode, Trae Young has had to deal with the Luka thing for his whole career. And he's Trae Young. You know, Marvin Bagley, eesh.
Yeah, I thought you were a Kings fan, like many people probably did, because
everybody thinks that
wrapped up in the Sacramento thing for so long. So I thought maybe you were
like hurting.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were like, oh,
you're trying to take Marvin a shot at me.
No, I was just wondering how you were dealing with the fact that you drafted Marvin instead of Luka or anyone else.
It's actually a point of pride over here. This part. No, I don't know. I like to dig with Kings fans, and they certainly are mad at me right now. But that's you know, that's how it goes in the sports world. Is you know, fans and teams and coverage. You know, everybody's super into it, and you know, if the Kings can pull off their recent run and have a happy ending, I'm happy for all of them. The Marvin Bagley thing, though, definitely brings me a little bit of joy. And I would like to see Marvin Bagley do well. I mean, this is a guy who came out of Duke and, you know, has these incredible physical tools. And he's really gotten a bad draw on the injury side. But he's got to do better at everything. Like, defensively, he needs to learn how to shoot. He needs to find a niche in today's game. I don't know if he's going to do that. And he's got a perfect place to do it in. If he can somehow parlay that late season run into something in this upcoming season, I just don't know if it'll happen.
All right, dude, get us out of here.
All right. What do we got? Like and subscribe. Feedback at Dr. A, DocTorA, at Aaron Bruski, AaronBruski, at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Check out our premium memberships. Super low prices, and you're locked in for life as long as you keep that membership active. So you'll get the NFL draft guide, the NBA draft guide. Look for that all sport fantasy pass. There's other versions, but I think that all sport's the one you want to go with. And if you haven't played NFL or MLB, if this is an NBA show, we're very NBA centric around here. Like, we have Ethos Fantasy League, so you can play in a very well run league. There are prizes. You can use the premium coverage to win. And get to know these other sports. I love some fantasy baseball. I love some fantasy football. So you can get everything in one spot. I think that's going to be it for us here today on the show. This has been a Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life.
Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.